Part 1 of Trachiniae. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by expatriate in Bangor, Maine. Trachiniae by Sophocles. Translated by Lewis Campbell, 1830-1908. Part 1. The Trachinian Maidens, the Persons. Deanira, wife of Heracles, an attendant, Helas, son of Heracles and Deanira, chorus of Trachinian maidens, a messenger, Lycas, the herald, a nurse, an old man, Heracles, Iole, who does not speak. Scene, before the temporary abode of Heracles in Trachis. This tragedy is named from the chorus. From the subject, it might have been called Deanira, or the death of Heracles. The centaur Nessus, in dying by the arrow of Heracles, which had been dipped in the venom of the Hydra, persuaded the bride Deanira, whose beauty was the cause of his death, to keep some of the blood from the wound as a love charm for her husband. Many years afterwards, when Heracles was returning from his last exploit of sacking Icalia in Euboea, he sent before him by his herald Lycas Iole, the king's daughter whom he had espoused. Deanira, when she had discovered this, commissioned Lycas, when he returned, to present his master with a robe, which he anointed with the charm, hoping by this means to regain her lord's affection. But the poison of the Hydra did its work, and Heracles died in agony, Deanira having already killed herself on ascertaining what she had done. The action takes place in Trachis, near the Maliot Gulf, where Heracles and Deanira, by permission of Ceyx, the king of the country, have been living in exile. At the close of the drama, Heracles, while yet alive, is carried towards his pyre on Mount Oeta. The Trachinian Maidens. Deanira. Men say, 'twas old experience gave the word, no lot of mortal ere he die can once be known for good or evil. But I know, before I come to the dark dwelling-place, mine is a lot, adverse and hard and sore, who yet at Pleuron, in my father's home, of all Aetolian women had most cause to fear my bridal. For a river-god, swift Achilleus, was my suitor there, and in three shapes required me from my father, now in his own bull-likeness, now a serpent of coiling sheen, and now in manly form with bovine front, while from the shadowy beard sprang fountain waters in perpetual spray. Looking for such a husband, I, poor maid, still prayed that death might find me, ere I knew this nuptial. Later, to my glad relief, Zeus and Alcmena's glorious offspring came, and closed with him in conflict, and released my heart from torment. How the fight was won, I could not tell. If any were, who saw unshaken of dread foreboding, such may speak. But I sate quailing with an anguished fear, lest beauty might procure me naught but pain, till he that rules the issue of all strife gave fortunate end, if fortunate, for since, assigned by that day's conquest, I have known the couch of Heracles, my life is spent in one continual terror for his fate. Night brings him, and ere morning some fresh toil drives him afar, and I have borne him seed, which he, like some strange husbandman that farms a distant field, finds but at sowing time and once in harvest. Such a weary life still tossed him to and fro, no sooner home but forth again, serving I know not whom. And when his glorious head had risen beyond these labours, came the strongest of my fear. For since he quelled the might of Iphitus, we here in Trachis dwell, far from our home, dependent on a stranger, but where he is gone none knoweth. Only this I know, his going pierced my heart with pangs for him, and now I am all but sure he bears some woe. These 15 months he hath sent me not one word, and I have cause for fear. Ere he set forth he left a scroll with me, whose dark intent I oft pray heaven may bring no sorrow down. Attendant. Queen Deanira, many a time ere now have I beheld thee with all tearful moan, bewailing the departure of thy lord. But if it be permitted that a slave should tender counsel to the free, my voice may venture this. Of thy strong band...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?